from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Till I die. It's all Guru all the time.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I wish anybody had that same energy for the Giants.
Man.
Like, seriously. When was the last time you walked down the street and heard someone say, hey, Giants or die?
Well, Shasky, when the 107 season, he ran down in Barcadero with the flag.
I was the one filming him.
So you had to keep up with them.
Yeah,
and Bonte was doing play-by-play.
He's actually in pretty good shape. I can't lie.
Dude, yeah, man.
I was winded, and I wasn't even the one yelling.
Yeah, Joe was running. No, that was the last time. How about that?
Yeah, probably. Instead of Giants or die, it's just the last word.
We got an answer on the text if you want to read it about what are they good at. I thought it was funny.
From the 925. Yeah, this is the question that we posed, because Farhan Zaidi said this during his opening press conference, so I kind of wanted to get into it.
You know, when you're a franchise like the San Francisco Giants and you're at that stature, your goal should be to be the best at everything. It shouldn't be a choice of analytics or scouting or something else. So again, I think, you know, ideally what we have is a special level of diligence, not just with some of the big picture moves that we've touched on already today, but making sure we don't leave any stone unturned in, you know, picking up players, you know, that might not make headline news when we acquire them, but wind up being really impactful players for this organization.
Should be the best at everything. Okay, yeah. This is from the 925. This is what the Giants are the best at. Signing the most mediocre players, they are great at that.
Man. And I will say this for Farhan, though, because there's a coach I want you to play too.
Mediocre position players. How about that? They've signed some good pitchers.
Yeah, well, you're right.
Look, Gausman, Rodon, you know, Snell.
Still wish they had Gausman.
Yeah, yeah, they okay. do. But or Rodon, he's pitching pretty well in the Bronx.
They flirted with all the big fish, man. That when you asked me about the Farhan tenure, and you haven't, but if you were, just coming up second or third, man, not being able to close or solidify that deal with a bopper like a Judge or Bryce Harper or Correa, and the list goes on. But that, you know, and him having the audacity to say we can get low, it sounded, I'm paraphrasing, Evan, you know, lower end talent, but we'll get them to fit in our system and we'll still ball out. That goes against you trying to get the Judges or you making it look like you were in, but they were in, they were trying to get it. So bottom line is they haven't got any fan favorites here of late. We've seen Ramos have a hell of a first year. We've seen Casey Schmidt last year look like he might have had the goods. I'm not even mad at those players. Still excited about Ramos. And now it's Fitzgerald's turn. But the bottom line, Evan, is when it comes to offense with the Giants, nothing has been infectious. They just can't get hot at the same time. And I know a lot of people have written, you know, around here in the Bay, pitching is the reason the Giants are where they're at. But from my vantage point, my friend, it's been their lack of offense.
Yeah, and they just got rid of a bat. Now, not the bat, but a bat. And he was starting to hit better. Right when you thought he was starting to turn a corner. poof, vamoose.
Man.
Gone.
I wonder how he's feeling before you graduate. You think he's like, what the hell?
Dude, he's going back to Atlanta. He's probably...
The playoffs.
He's probably... He's thanking everyone he possibly can. I'm going back to a place I was a World Series MVP.
Yeah, he's smiling.
Dude, send me to Atlanta out of every place he was going to be traded to. Solaire's...
To hell with the San Francisco fog.
Yes.
Man.
Send me to a place I can actually hit. Yeah. Does he have more than 5 home runs
now,
at Oracle Park?
Now, how about my bet with Steiny? Help me out, Kay. It was for 30 home runs.
Yep.
My mentions blew up yesterday, and I don't have an answer.
Well, I was with you, and we're both in trouble.
This guy is such a D. Yeah.
Because of...
Because it's just the math says it's,
okay,
it's impossible.
But remember, you cited Cespedes years ago that got traded and went on a binge.
That's true. When he got traded, I think it was it from the Tigers or the Red Sox, Ken, that Yoenis Cespedes got traded to the Mets. And that year, he had like 54 games for the Tigers, yeah. And he hit like 17 home runs in 50 games. He's actually an MVP candidate because he helped him get to the postseason. But like that's the kind of run that Solaire would have to go on. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Matt Stein, Matt Steele, the Goober Johnson. We're talking about, it, like, again, when you hear Farhan Zaidi, what have they been the best at? And as it relates to the trade deadline, which is coming up in 4 hours, what move must be made or not made? Like, seriously, what do people want to see between now and 2 o'clock if they want to see anything that doesn't involve getting rid of the president himself? All right, Gary's in Daly City. Let's get out to a little bit further south. How's the fog down there, Gary? What's going on?
It's good. Hey, take this at 100 degree weather any day of the week.
There you go.
I grew up here in the city. No problem at all. Everybody complains. No problem. Go to 108 in Antioch. No, I'll stay here. Anyway, I've been a Giant fan since the 60s. No player is going to come here. I mean, come on. Let's be real. The Harper and all that was Scott Boras just saying, hey, we got a sucker in the Giants. Let's drive the price up. Anybody knew that. Nobody. I mean, the only guy here is Ramos. But you got to have Snell's contract next year is probably $30 million, and the Giants have paid most of it. You got to have a buyer for him. I don't care who on that pitching staff, even Logan Webb. I would want to see who I could get for anyone. Duvall, people need a closer. But the Giants franchise hasn't operated like this. They need the people. They need the fair weather fans like the Warriors to put the butts in the seats. Because once those people start drying up, there goes the money for tickets for a lot of the things they want to promote. And the Giants aren't that type of organization. The Warriors aren't that type. But I'm not comparing the Warriors to the Giants. Farhan's gone. Let's just put it like that. Wow. Melvin was a recycled manager. But they don't usually operate, like a Baltimore Oriole team where the fans can be patient and rebuild. But I would go for as many top prospects as I can, especially with that second wild card where a lot of teams might be interested, especially in the American League, and even if you got to deal with the National League. I mean, period. I mean, there shouldn't be Duvall, Webb, whoever else is out there. I won't even hesitate.
Let me ask you this. Are you so sure he's gone with that move yesterday? I hear your passion, but are you so sure?
I don't know. Who knows? My voice. Who knows? Because his job's on the line. I mean, he's gone. I mean, Farhan's gone. And Melvin's got to be looking around, too, saying if he's gone, he's gone. So who knows? And, you know, Pat Burrell should have been gone a long time ago. I'm tired of hearing Pat the Bat. Yeah, right. Give me a break. But I don't know. But you got to have another buyer on the other team. But you got to make Logan Webb and see what you – I would put guys out there just to see what the offers are.
Mm.
It can't hurt Duvall. How many guys could use a closer?
Man.
Well, are the Giants willing to do that to the fans that pay the big bucks and the TV market also? You know, in the radio market, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they're willing to do that because that would dry up real quick. And then we see who the real fans are. Like when there were 5,000 of us out there at in Oakland when the Warriors were going through their heyday. But that's all I'm trying to say because that's their main thing.
Yeah, I got you, Gary. I mean, that's, look, all fair points. But, you know, if you are ownership, I don't think you can really think about, like, the last thing you want. I know... You don't want to be a bad team. You don't want to be stuck towards the bottom.
Well, you are a bad team now, Evan.
No, they're they're slightly below average team.
Yeah, but you've been that. You hadn't made the playoffs. You haven't won a playoff series in 10 years.
Yeah, but there's a difference between being a non-playoff team and being where the Chicago White Sox are, which is a team that's lost 15 games in a row.
I got nothing for you.
And being forced to sell because the product that you put on the field is quite honestly disrespectful. And there are no fans that show up in Chicago to watch the White Sox. They might be watching at home. And in a way, in hell, I'm paying a dollar to go see that team. That might be one of the worst teams in Major League history. Not even $1. I wouldn't pay $1 to go watch last year's Oakland Athletics, and I love the team.
Right.
I'll be at the game tonight. But the thing you can't have is 5,000 fans in your stadium. Like, that's worst case scenario for any owner. It's not the team being bad. It's not missing the playoffs. It's not being seen as a laughingstock, unless all of those things combine to produce empty seats.
You are correct, but Evan, I'm just one of those guys at this point in my life, I don't give a damn about the owner's pockets. The bottom line is, when is this team going to be competitive? And for all the Logan Webb fans, you tell me if I'm barking up the wrong tree. Evan, if you're going to do it, damn it. There should be no untouchables on this team if you feel like you're that far from contention. And that's why last year's 180, when they went and spent and splurged and did Gorilla Tape, Gorilla Glue, duct tape, everything on trying to, you know, make this thing into a winner or be competitive, it's obviously not worked. So why would you be afraid for, I'm just asking you, for fans to get rid of a Logan Webb who could fetch you some, like, if you're going to do it, go all in. And I'm bringing up the R word, but the rebuild. Stoney was on that before he left. Like, that's what they need to do, but have we got any indication that they're ready for that? Now, if you tell me the owner doesn't want, you know, lack of seats, I get that. But about the right, technically, baseball thing to do, nobody on this team should be untouchable, Logan Webb included.
No, but see, you can't do that, though. A rebuild is not, like, I don't think fans are ready for what a full rebuild actually is. Like, in baseball, seriously. Like, that is being the bottom of the barrel for like five straight seasons and not having a single reason to watch your team. That's a lot of games to be bad. And that is the one thing I guess I would agree with this front office about, is that at least their goal is to be competitive every year. Now, they haven't accomplished that, and it hasn't gotten them anywhere, but they've never been so bad that they're... Now, they've been boring. That's where they're stuck.
Yeah.
Is that they're not that good. They're also not historically bad. But anywhere you slot them, they're boring. And that was supposed to change this year with how much money they spent. It hasn't. So what do you do from here? And that's why, actually...
Million-dollar question.
Well, the caller also brought up something I found interesting and been kind of... It's been rattling them around my brain. This concept of not being able to get anybody, right? You brought it up last segment. Coming in second or third for all the big boys. You know, Harper, Stanton, Judge, whatever. You're never going to be able to sign a big position player. The time to acquire, if you want one, a big position player is today. It's at the trade deadline. It's when the player doesn't have a say about where they go or if they're already under contract. That would be the reason why I would want to get a player out there. For example, there's a player tonight. He's playing for the Oakland Athletics. He's a pretty good bat. Brent Rooker hit 30 home runs last year, 25 home runs already this year. He's been the best DH in the American League. He's available at the deadline. I can go and trade for him, and then he has to show up next year because he's under contract. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., he's looking for an extension, but it's coming up in a year or two. If I trade for him, granted it's a haul, he doesn't have a choice. He has to show up next year. If I'm looking at Luis Robert, we talked about yesterday, he's under contract through 2027. He must be here. Brandon Lau is another player that's available for the Tampa Bay Rays. He's been hurt a bit, but he's a 30-year-old second baseman with some pop. He's got two more years left at $10.5 and $11.5 million. That's a player I can trade for, and I don't have to worry about courting him in free agency because he's already on my team.
Yeah, Evan, I'm not mad at any of that. I just hate that it sounds so one-sided in regard to, obviously, nobody's the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Mets, but they get what they want most of the time, or they're in it, the Padres. I just hate that you set it up that way, and I'm not saying you're wrong. You're right. It's almost like the Giants, in order to get something that fans want to flock to, they almost got to trap a said player and get them via trade. But
that's how it goes. Like, you have to the thing that does frustrate me with a lot of Bay Area baseball fans is I don't think they understand the market. Like, the San Francisco Giants of the 1950s, it's not the same deal. like being the third best brand on the West Coast or the second best brand on the West Coast, however you want to slice it, means that you're going to come in second or third. If you are not the Los Angeles Dodgers, you don't get to cherry pick free agents. They say, I want to go to LA. And if I can't, well, then maybe I'll consider going to the Giants. But right now, there might be a team that has shown that they can get bigger names than the Giants and the San Diego Padres. So there's actually multiple choices on the West Coast of places you would rather go than perhaps San Francisco. That means that you're coming in second or third. So if that's the case, well, how do we get around that? You've shown that you can sign pitchers. That's good. You can get a big name pitcher. And you can get a productive
one. Some players, Evan. What about the farm? That's what Farhan's specialty was supposed to be. And you're right in regard to the first place. Hey, that's not the only way in. That's not your only ticket into the playoffs. And if the Diamondbacks can go to the damn World Series out of nowhere, I don't think it's far-fetched for Giant fans to be like, well, what the hell are we doing? And it goes back to the homegrown talent that Farhan came over here with all that luster, being smartest man in the room. Luciano, Mata, all that was supposed to be ready now. So I'm not saying, I do understand the premise of you're not the Dodgers and maybe you're second and third. But what the Diamondbacks did to me, did and shown me, if I'm a Giant fan, if they can do it, why can't we? It doesn't make up for the non-mistakes. And now you got Luciano, nobody knows what position. Those are blunders that just don't go away. Now I get not signing the big names, Evan, but damn it, it can be done. And we're just talking about competing for a third wild card. The bar's been lowered, and they can't even do that outside of a couple years ago when they won 107. And you fired the manager that oversaw 107 for whatever reason, but the guy still running it seems to have 9 or 10 or 11 lives. And I'm just asking, because I don't know, Evan, when does the clock strike 12? When does he have to return those glass slippers? Because right now, this is not a Cinderella story, because it's just been a bunch of years of mediocrity.
Well, you asked about the manager. The first one was Kapler. Let's go back again to the initial press conference of Farhan Zaidi. Here's what he had to say about what he wants in a manager.
As far as managing the roster goes, I think that's in the purview of the front office. As far as the day-to-day management of the team, lineups, pitching rotation, bullpen, usage, that kind of thing, I mean, that's the manager's job. And as I see it, ideally those things work collaboratively. But to your point, you know, when final say has to be had, I think it's in the domain of the person whose job description says that.
You believe him?
I did that day.
Yeah, but see, that's how I feel. I feel hoodwinked and bamboozled. Like, analytics is like his last name, Farhan. Like, don't tell us that, because now we kind of, hey, we got, you know what I mean, Evan? Like, come on, Farhan.
His first hire was a guy that is, I'm going to just be honest, like, Gabe Kapler is the antithesis of that.
Man.
Gabe Kapler is not a guy that, even in his brief stint in Philadelphia, that showed he makes those choices and consistently makes good ones. As far as in-game decision-making, roster construction, or lineup construction, I should say, managing a rotation. Was he bad at all those things? No. But was he, you know, anything exceptional? No. So when I hear Farhan Zaidi talking about what he wants in a manager, Bob Melvin to me is closer to that than Gabe Kapler is. But the issue isn't with the selection of the manager. It's with basically you selecting someone that is an extension of yourself. Mm. Or you wanting a manager that is an extension of the front office. And that's not what I hear when I listen to that statement. I hear Farhan telling us that they want someone that can make their own choices, that can fit the description of a manager. Well, it's almost like you want to be right in the middle, which is, again, where they are. That's where they are.
Bochy wasn't hanging around. If I just hate the fact that they ran a guy with three rings and he went and got a fourth one before you could even get back to the playoffs. But I believe Bochy, a guy I believe, Evan, manages old school with his gut, like a Bob Melvin, those Oakland teams that we saw Melvin get in the playoffs. And I thought he did that lineup. But there's just something about his tenure. And I know it's been 1 year, Evan, and not even 1 year exactly here in the Giants. But I feel like the computer, Farhan, or the powers to be, they have a say about Soler batting first. I don't think that, you tell me what you think, I don't think that's a Melvin vision of Soler, a guy that 38 homers on his resume, batting leadoff for a majority of the season.
In a perfect world, he shouldn't be hitting there. But it's a result of kind of the hand you're dealt. And that's where it feels like the Giants have been stuck in this repetitive process of basically being forced to move players into unfair positions, not because they're misreading the spreadsheet. It's because they don't have a choice. Like your leadoff hitter, you were supposed to pencil in for the better part of 162. He tore his shoulder. Well, he's out for the season. Well, then you tried.
I didn't bring that up.
Then you tried Luis Matos, and you found out he's probably a better bottom third hitter, or maybe even a hitter in Sacramento. Then you tried, maybe Lamont Wade, but he can't hit leadoff against lefties because you want to keep his bat somewhere. Like, there's all these different configurations and machinations that Melvin has to sort through. And so, no, I don't think in a perfect world he wants Soler, wanted him to hit leadoff, but he could kind of be coaxed into it. And it feels like a lot of the decisions that they've made, I could kind of see it. I can, but then when they turn out a 500 team or a sub 500 team, then it makes you go, why is there any reason left for me to trust you?
Man.
Why is there any reason left for me to say, nah, I could see it? Because now all we hear are fans and pundits going, actually, I kind of don't see it. I really don't see it anymore. And it's not that these are poor, uninformed choices that they're making. It's that they have not hit on nearly enough of them for me to give the benefit of the doubt.
Not mad at all. Evan, my million-dollar question to you is, and you've said that I've said this to you, even starting last night, you and Kay, what does one have to do to get relieved from his duties in Farhan's position?
Well, what if I told you it was going to happen at the end of the year?
And that would mean, obviously, they didn't make the playoffs. Then that would suffice. I think Giant fans would be like, okay, it's time for the next regime.
But you still have to wait 54 games for that to happen.
Yeah, and it could be an ugly 54, or you could get hot.
Yeah, I mean, if they get
hot. Like, if they make the playoffs, I think he avoids getting fired.
I agree. Yeah. But a lot's going to have to change.
No,
a lot is going to have to change. And a lot.
Well, the lineup did with that trade last night. Not for the better.
Well, and that's why, I don't know about you, Goo, but like they can't be done, right?
I think they are.
You think that's the first and final
move? Because what they need, Evan, and you mentioned those names, everybody else needs something too. And when have we saw the Giants outbid or do something or dangle or have the prospects to get that orca, that whale? But what bothers me is I wanted that whale to come and add to Soler and the rest of the Giants lineup. It keeps going to my theme that I'm holding on to. Okay, Evan, you get a bat, but you just let one get out of here.
Well, that's why I
hate that thought. Like, come on. Get bat, and bats like the Yankees, the Phillies, bats, the Dodgers. Like, you got a headache thinking about getting through the order.
Well, you can't go get enough bats to compete with those.
Give me something.
Was anybody watching the Phillies-Yankees game last night?
I know you think.
Look at those damn lineups. Like, seriously.
It's filthy.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
You got Judge and Soto hitting back-to-back. That's like if...
By the way, your new guy Chisholm hit two home runs, by the way. No wonder.
Yeah, apparently he can
changed.
Hit a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
some help and protection.
And Judge is like having Alien and Predator on the same team.
Evan, it is, man.
It's a joke. I mean, the same with the Phillies lineup. And they're also struggling, too. But they still have a ridiculous amount of talent. No. At the trade deadline, you can't... If I told you the Giants could somehow get, Luis Robert, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and... I don't know, throwing Brent Rooker.
Oh my gosh.
That lineup is still not better.
Oh, right.
Than those two that we saw last night. So that's not, you can't solve the problem in one day. But how can you at least move towards a solution? I didn't see them moving towards any sort of solution by trading Jorge Soler.
Okay. Can you, I'm with you. But can you understand how I was excited, and I think a lot of Giant fans, and you mentioned Jung-Hoo Lee who got hurt. You can't control that. But when they went and splurged, Evan, I thought we were going to get 162 of seeing if it could work. And to pull the plug this early on Soler, and now I don't know who will bat leadoff. Luciano's back. But is it a good Luciano's back? He's back because you got rid of Soler, and he'll be man in the DH position with Flores. Miss me.
Oh, that's why. Right.
That's stupid almost.
I'll tell you who on the other side I would like to replace the DH spot, and I'll give you a hint. It's not Marco Luciano. It's not Wilmer Flores. It's not someone who's on the Giants team. Oh. But I'll give you that name on the other side.
Tease, people.
That's a tease. But that's the thing. It's like, I don't know, this name might not really impress you much because he's not going to wholesale shift and change anything about where the Giants appear to be headed, right?
Is he better than what they have, though?
Yes, 100%. Okay. All right. But you need everyone else to also play better. You need pitchers to pitch better. You need guys in the bullpen to throw better. You need Duvall to stop looking like a deer in the headlights on the mound of the ninth inning. You need all these players to play better. And I'm not sure that Farhan Zaidi has put them in a position to do that. But we're going to continue to talk about it on the other side again. About three and a half hours away from the MLB trade deadline, wrapping up 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And we are breaking down every angle of what has happened, or maybe better put, not happened with the San Francisco Giants between yesterday and now. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz with Daryl the Guru Johnson. Go download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
Ask him if it has pop-outs. Do you know what those are?
Yes, I'm a deer hunter. Okay, yeah.
Sorry. Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I thought you were talking about what the Giants going to do to lead off tonight.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Stay tuned.
We'll find out.
What do you think Steiny's doing?
Steiny?
Not golfing.
Do you want me to be honest?
Yeah, we do all the time.
There's a lot of pubs in London.
Okay, there you get after it.
A lot of pubs. Yeah. No, you might be taking his daughter around the camp. No. Sorry, she's not in school. She's starting a new job in London. That's correct. What's going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Steiny will be back next week. He is over in London town.
London.
And we're holding it down in the meantime.
Trying to figure out what's going on with the Gigantes.
Yeah, they got 3.5 hours left until the trade deadline is up. Farhan Zaidi is going to speak to the media at 3:30 p.m., so we'll hear from him after the deadline. And,
ask him the rough question. Send me down there, Evan.
Well, you can go. 3:30, Goo. The thing about it is, do you think the tone for Farhan will, I don't know, be any different than, say, the one that we've heard the last, 2 or 3 years?
You know what? I love that question, and I'm going Marshawn Lynch. Hell yes, because I think the reporters and fans smell blood. And I wonder if this is different, and almost will he be able to Captain America it with his shield to not let people in his world if he is really on the hot seat. But, Evan, I think in life sometimes people can't hide that mechanism. And like I said, I went to the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. I had the pleasure of going with Bonte that ceremony a couple months back. And I watched a guy, he didn't know I was watching him, not work a room. And I've had some people tell me that wasn't his job. Y'all don't know what you're looking at. But Evan, he just didn't have that pizzazz or sizzle or that outgoing mechanism that I feel like people in his line of work and in his job need. And we'll see. I can't wait to see how he operates. Can I call it under pressure, Evan?
Well, I'd like to think so. I'd like to think there's pressure, but your interpretation of them trading Jorge Soler last night was actually there might not be as much pressure as we thought on him.
And do you think that will come up somehow by some of the Bay Area peeps in regard to his job status?
No, I don't think anybody's going to ask about his job security with 54 games left in the season. But in a month or two, or maybe in a week, if they don't, they got 12 games against teams below 500.
Man, 12.
So after that, if they go 5-7 or 6-6 even, I do think we'll start to hear more noise from the beat writers about what Farhan Zaidi and his future is going to be in San Francisco. But it's funny you brought that up because, the tone, a lot of people are just sick of his tone. I don't know if his tone was necessarily taken that same way 6 years ago when he talked about the fans.
6 years ago, Evan.
At his initial press conference.
I love this city. I love this area. Whenever the Dodgers came up here to play series, I tried to make the trips because of my affinity for the area and stay in a hotel in Union Square. And I always made a point. I never took the team bus. I'd always walk, from Union Square to the park just to be able to take in the city. And, those last few blocks when you start getting the critical mass of fans in their Giants gear kind of walking into the park, that's a really energizing thing. And it's something that's really special about this city that I don't think you see in every city, in every urban ballpark. For me, given my background, the diversity of the fan base is also really special. I think gives the fan base a real sense of identity that, is in very close-knit with the city itself. So, that's some of what, I think makes the Giants special and has created a great respect and admiration on my part for the organization.
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute.
What?
This is
Go
radio.
Ahead. Go ahead.
People on YouTube and Twitch can see us, powered by First NorCal Credit
Whoa.
Union. But you made a face during the middle of that soliloquy.
What's urban? Wow! And I was about to sing his praises because when we heard that before the show, I said, that's what I like. That's what you failed to sell. Because you morphed into the ballpark, the city, that's how bad this thing has been, your jobs since you've been on it, your tenure here. You morphed in from that. I love what, that's what you were supposed to sell to Harper and the judges of the world. And you failed there. But Evan, I did not hear the urban part. So I'm going to throw it to you, partner.
Oh, boy.
What did that mean?
I don't know if I'm equipped. But the thing is, when he talked about staying in a hotel in Union Square and walking to the ballpark, I can only assume when he was with the Dodgers or the A's, right? It actually kind of makes sense to me. Now, these are all things you cannot say if you are, the voice or the president of an organization.
Got you.
But we all talked about him being like too honest when he referenced how the city's got some, shortcomings.
He did himself no favors.
You reap what you sow, brother.
But 6 years ago, San Francisco and Union Square was very different.
Wow.
So maybe he, as an outsider, has just seen this city go in a direction that, he may not have been a fan of compared to the time where he first got here, and he was too open and honest about it. Again, you cannot say those things if you're the president of baseball operations and it's your job to try and get people to come to you. But actually, hearing that again,
wow, Evan,
it kind of makes sense.
But what you just
said—that's
said,
for the dinner table, not for the podium.
No doubt about it. But Evan, I appreciate how you tried to break that down, and you are right. You're on my IG list is Shasky Kids Me. I want to send you guys videos because I want to share stuff and have fun.
Yeah.
But I have sent some of the city and some changes. So you are right. Initially, when he was with Oakland and the Dodgers, things were a bit different. But, I can't get away from that zest that he had in regard to glowingly talking about the city and the rich history of the Giants. And after that, maybe it has tainted or waned because all of a sudden now he was the guy that nobody asked him to say it. He gave us excuses, things that sounded like excuses of why he couldn't close said deals. But Evan, I do got to say this. If you do look at where you're at in this city or where the ballpark is urban, there's something in your mind that feels like you might not necessarily be selling the best of the best. So that could explain to me in closed doors meetings, you may not be the best salesman or the pitch man to try to convince somebody to come to this locale when for the first time I just heard that and it hit me like you sound like you're selling an uphill battle for where you're at and who you're working for, if you allow me to just be honest with you.
No, and I'll get to that in a sec, but I would even dumb it down further past the salesman part of it, because he's talking to the fans. And whether you believe that the city has gone in a certain direction or not, you cannot take that tone and then come out years later and describe the city as being an issue. That's speaking directly to the fans. That's not even the salesman aspect of it or courting free agents. That is telling your fans that love the San Francisco Giants through thick and thin, whether the city is in a recession or an economic boom, that have been here since, to our caller's point, from the 1960s, since they got here in the 50s, they have been all in on this team, and you have told them that their city, essentially, is not what it was from when you got here.
Mm.
Well,
you appreciate
sure,
it.
The city has its own problems.
Right.
That's not your concern. Your concern is the team. And so to blame or kind of point, like insinuate,
well, I love it,
that the city's direction is inherently tied to the direction of your ball club, that to me is a little over the line.
No
like
doubt.
That's not in your pay grade. Chapman said it the other day. I don't get paid to make decisions in the front office. Farhan Zaidi doesn't get paid to make decisions about the city. So don't comment on that when you're talking to your fan base, when you're trying to inspire confidence. Whether you feel that way is one thing. To voice it publicly is out of bounds.
Yeah, I love that, Evan. And also, if you let me add, insulting too, at the minimum. But from the 49er writer on the YouTube chat, Farhan knows how to get the job, Evan. He just doesn't know how to do the job. And maybe it takes somebody. I mean, I don't know how many years this thing is going to continue if they don't make it and he still. I mean, that would be just a downer, right? Going into the offseason. Like, what does one have to do? There's got to be some standards. There's got to be, what word am I looking for? You know, accountability. And this guy has proven that up until this point in these last 54 games, I keep saying that, it'll be 53 after tonight. If they can't get in the playoffs, I mean, that's when I'll really say if he keeps his job, the Giants are ran by faceless ownership that doesn't give a rat's behind about the on-field product.
If they don't make the playoffs, I do think we're going to see Arthur Miller.
Oh, wow.
Death of a salesman.
Okay,
yeah,
that is a four.
That's what we're going to see.
That's awesome. I would have heard that.
Farhan's 80 is going to be gone. But I don't want to get to that point yet because, look, again, they could still potentially turn this around. But the point of it all is that it does come down to today in many ways, because I think that the tone that they have a chance to set at the deadline, it's already been set a little bit, that can change the direction. Like, we've seen teams make moves, right? I'll just go down some of them.
Right.
Jazz Chisholm to the Yankees. Isaac Paredes to the Cubs, who are behind the Giants, by the way. Zach Eflin, along with Trevor Scott, who just got traded to the Baltimore Orioles. Randy Arozarena is now a Seattle Mariner. He's going 7-for-13 in his first three games, got a home run. Yusei Kikuchi is traded to the Houston Astros for a bevy of prospects. Like, there are players that have been moved that, while they might not be, you know, the next coming of Eddie Murray, they're good players. The Giants still have a chance to go get good players. And that's why, in a long-winded way, pay off the tease that I was talking about last segment.
Oh, here we go.
The guy who should be replacing Jorge Soler is a guy that you will see hit if he's not traded for by the end of the deadline for the Oakland A's, and that's Brent Rooker. That's the guy that I would want to see replace Jorge Soler at DH, because I don't think he's that expensive. I think he's productive, and he also fits into Farhan Zaidi's timeline, being under contract through next year. So all of those things, again, Brent Rooker, he's not Roger Hornsby, but he is a very, very good hitter. He's the best DH in the
AL.
More
homers than Soler.
And right now you need a DH.
Man.
And I think you could get him for a relatively cheap price.
Now, you know what, Evan? You got me, or you convinced me to where I'm lightweight excited. Like, that could be a feasible name come 3 o'clock if we heard the Giants got him. Because everything that we're talking about or diehard fans are hoping and praying for is to get into the wild card. And 2 days ago, yesterday, all we were talking about is the plus button on the calculator. You want them to add, and you go ahead and trade away a guy that in his career has hit 38 home runs and has been on the biggest of stages. So you can't afford Soler the luxury to try to let a brother work it out 54 more games. My fear is, Evan, if what you get, something has to go wrong, because Rucker's in a bad situation. So it's not like he's done anything. He's handled his business on the field.
Yeah, they've been swindled multiple times the last few years.
No doubt about it. But, man, I just don't think, if it's not him, what could you really get that would get you more excited than Soler, who looked like he was coming out of it? That's why the timing of Soler's disappearance or his tenure coming to a close is like, Really? Now? And I get it's the deadline, but he's been showing a pulse.
Well, and that's why, again, I don't know, 888-957-9570. I don't know if you think that the Giants are done. Nobody would be happy if they're done. But I almost feel like them making another, you know, sideways move
would
incite people more, which is, you know, okay, so here are the targets that are out there. These are the names that have been connected to the Giants at one point or another. Right. The guy I just mentioned, Brent Rooker, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., although I don't think the Blue Jays are going to move him. Luis Robert, who we talked about yesterday. I think he's a damn good player. Josh Lowe for the Tampa Bay Rays. Right. And then Bo Bichette. Those are all names that have been linked to the Giants at one point or another.
I'd take every one, Evan.
I would too. But the guy that it feels like they're going to get stuck with is Kevin Pillar.
Wow.
Or Cedric Mullins. And those players are not bad baseball players, man. But they're nobody that is going to come in and save your season, which is kind of what Farhan feels like he needs to do.
Or, again, if nothing pops off by 3 o'clock, Evan, victory lap in the process, maybe his job is not, he's not fighting for his job. So, what I want to know is, if you were to facilitate a trade and get one of the guys you just mentioned, what are you giving up to get them? You know what I mean? Because what did you say in the morning? And that's my line. In order to get something in this world, you got to give up something.
You do.
So what do the Giants have? Because right now, an injured Wilmer Flores and Luciano seem to be the plan with both those guys together to, you know, replace the production of Soler.
But even that to me doesn't sound like much of a plan because, okay, Flores is going to hit against lefties and he's going to DH against those guys. So that means, what, Luciano's going to hit against righties? That doesn't really sound like much of a platform for
they say
your...
He's been on fire and sack. Evan, if I could go here. I had to just lay that
out. God, I mean, I love Sacramento, but yeah, the PCL is a hitter's paradise.
No doubt, man.
You know, yeah, I hope Luciano comes up and he tears it up. But now we're talking about the shortstop position being Tyler Fitzgerald's. And Tyler Fitzgerald has been
best thing going for the team right now.
Yeah, if Jesus had a bat, he'd be Tyler Fitzgerald the last 13 games.
Good call.
But is that your long-term solution at shortstop? I hope he can be, but I can't depend on that. He's 26 years old and he started to do this. There's a reason why no one has thought much about Tyler Fitzgerald. He got called up and started doing this. He was in Triple A.
I got you.
He's floated back and forth.
Ride the wave.
So Luciano's not your answer at shortstop.
And he's coming up here with still positionless, basically. To me, that should cost somebody their job. Like, he's coming up here and they're going to stash him. And I get it, Evan. Now it's just a bat. It's not about, oh, man, the next corner outfielder for the Giants or shorts that the next Brandon Crawford with a bat. That's what he was built up to be for many of the years during this tenure of Farhan. And now he's coming up and we got to stash him or they got to stash him in the DH. And the reason I bring that up is they haven't figured out or even found a solution to where he can play in the field. Like, that's a botch to the utmost.
Well, there's a lot of long-term solutions they don't have. So the shortstop is a question mark long-term. It also sounds like center field is a question mark because you want to move Ramos to the corner.
Man.
Now, you could say, all right, Jung-Hoo Lee is going to be the guy for the foreseeable future. You have 5 years of control of him. So he's your long-term center fielder. But then, all right, Conforto's coming off the books. Yaz is going to be gone. Would you want to re-sign Yaz and put him in right field? Do you want to move Ramos to right?
I don't.
Have Matos in left? Like, what do you want to do there? Do you want to try and move Luciano to a corner outfield spot?
I thought that was being done last we saw him, and he went to sack. Macramento, I thought he was shagging. Like, why wouldn't that be the first? Hey, put the bat down, brother. We are going to hit. I know it's not Little League, but come on, Evan. And there are no reports of a position switch or change. Like, that's just maddening to me.
Maybe because he's just not a very good defender. You know, like, just because you can't play shortstop doesn't mean I can just put you in left field. It doesn't mean I can just put you at second base. Maybe he's just not a great defender. And if he's not, that's fine, because his bat was always the tool anyways. But the moment you become a DH, well, that takes that bats away from someone else. and that limits what you're able to do if you're a platoon first team. So look, the Giants are unnecessarily complex, and that's what the trade was yesterday to me. The Jorge Soler and Luke Jackson deal to the Atlanta Braves was just an unnecessarily complex trade to either get yourself off of money, but free some at-bats up for Luciano to have three different ways to get nowhere. And that's why I don't see it unless something else happens. And I'm just afraid that that thing that's supposed to happen between now and 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time is also not really going to be an answer to much.
Yeah, now I'm right behind you, Evan, but damn, that was profound to me, man. Three different ways to get nowhere.
This is from the 650, and I hate to break it to you. Evan, the Giants are more likely to acquire Josh Bell. Well, actually, he's gone because he was just signed by the Arizona Diamondbacks after getting DFA'd.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, so he's got a place with a team that's a playoff hopeful. And look, the list is dwindling. You know, and the Giants, I don't think they should be, you know, big buyers, because I don't...
Because they bought coming in. That was their deadline. They splurged, and it has not worked. And I know the Lee injury happens, but Evan, the Braves have had injuries, and they've still got a playoff spot to their best player. So, I mean, everybody has a story, right? We cannot just sit here and say these moves from Farhan didn't work because Jung-Hoo Lee got hurt going over there trying to rob, you know, a home run.
Yeah, it was almost a hell of a play.
Everybody has a story. Every team.
Shout out Biggie.
Yeah. Look at my man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz with Daryl the Guru Johnson. You know, again, we're trying to figure this thing out. And it's been...
So are they. I believe on the fly, Evan. I'm sorry.
I actually agree with you. I'd like you to expound on that, because I completely agree. I don't think they know what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't feel they had a plan. They're scrapping the plan, and now I feel like there's different agendas. And when I bring up the word agenda, if Farhan is actually in fact fighting for his job, why would that trade have gone down, which would take his chances or decrease his chances of making the playoffs? So I don't know who's running what. If somebody is telling Farhan what to do, but as excited as I am about 3 o'clock, I think you said, you correct me if I'm wrong, Evan, 3:30, I honestly, and he can get up there and lie, I know that's strong, I can't wait to hear Farhan talk. What, like,
really?
I really can't, like, I feel like I got a good mechanism of knowing when somebody's just yapping or giving you the old company line, but Evan, the reporter's got a lot, a big part in this too. If they ask the right questions, it's kind of like, you think you can do the Jedi mind trick, but our ears are our ears, and we're going to be able to know how you're feeling and how you're dealing, hopefully, come 3:30.
Well, I'm not really looking forward to hearing what Farhan says.
Talk.
I'm looking forward to seeing what Farhan does, because he's talked a lot his last 6 years, and people have talked him up a lot, including one Larry Bear, who right before and at the time Farhan was signed and made president of baseball operations, had to say this about him.
Let me just tell you, who's had a direct experience with Farhan and said, let me just tell you something about Farhan. First of all, he's a great leader of people. He loves scouting. He loves listening. He loves players, has the highest integrity possible, and he's super competitive. So you put all that together, it's a pretty good combination. And then one other thing, in our conversations, what was especially compelling given the Giants organization, the way we like to present ourselves, is that he had a very much of a values-based approach to management and to the organization and to leadership.
Okay, so I just jotted a couple things down from that statement. Again, that's from Larry Bear talking about Farhan Zaidi when he was trying to sell him to the fan base, right? Okay, so he said Farhan's a leader. Farhan loves scouting. Farhan loves listening. Farhan is a competitor. Farhan, in so many words, likes connecting with players.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go into the personal stuff. I can't really speak on his character as a human being. How many of those things would you say remain true?
Not one of them. You can love them all you want, Evan, but are you good at it? And I think that's where he comes up short.
I think he does.
And I think Larry thought he could not even grow, or maybe he could, you know, he would be able to display those qualities and traits, but just because you love something doesn't mean you're good at it. And Evan, I just, like I said, nobody cares. I saw a guy not work the room, and maybe he was, I mean, this was early on, the first half, so it wasn't like he was trying to hide from the masses, but the confidence and the swag and all that, Evan, I don't see it, man.
Well, and that's why when I say I'm not necessarily looking forward to hearing from Farhan, that's kind of what I mean. I'm looking forward to seeing what he does. I'm looking forward to seeing if he acts, because he told me that he loves to play meaningful baseball. I don't think the Giants have done that much in his tenure or enough. Farhan told me at his first press conference that he wants his manager to have, you know, power. I haven't really seen that much either. He's talked about how passionate the fan base was, but then he kind of reverted back on the city a few years later. The Giants should be the best at everything. We've already established that they haven't been the best at everything. So he can tell me everything that he wants, but it's been about the actual showing where the disconnect has been. And I want to dig a little bit deeper into that comment from Larry Beer, because there was one thing that was truthful, and it's a little bit damning. I'll tell you that on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz with Daryl the Guru Johnson. A reminder to join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. You can go to 95.7thegame.com to learn more. All presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. Also, what's coming up in The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.